Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Kelly McCann. We run Renegade Combat Sports down in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Oh, do you really? Good for you. Good for you. And what kind of, when you talk about you run combat sports, the gym, what kind of sports are you specializing in there?
In MMA, Muay Thai, boxing, we've got a couple of D1 wrestlers in the gym.
Oh, no kidding.
Jiu-Jitsu, BJJ, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh, wow. Dude, so you kind of got a little bit of mix of everything going on in there. Hey, so can I ask you a serious question, if you don't mind? The guys and the women that come through your gym, do they go on in like fight in competitions or just like fight to kind of work their way up to maybe get to a point where they get recognized, whether it's professionally or to be able to go on from there?
Usually in the gyms, Elliot, you've got like a mix of like maybe 60%, 50% who actually want to fight. And then you've got like 50% who want to train as if they were going to fight. They want the health benefits, the cardio, and test their mettle a little bit, you know, get punched up a little bit and see if they've got a chin.
Right, I got you. So part of it is hold on. What's wrong?
That's a thought I've never had.
Do I have a chin?
Come down here, we'll find out.
I'll answer for you. So there's some that do it just as it's their form of exercise, for lack of a better term. I'm not demeaning it. And then there's some that hope to do something with it. I was watching, there was a video that was going around yesterday. You know who Canelo Alvarez is, right?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. So anyway, he's got a fight coming up this weekend. And I guess it's the third time that he's fighting Golovkin. And they're making a big deal. And I guess one of them is coming up weight and one of them is going down weight. And so Alvarez has to lose 7 pounds in order to fight at the whatever the weight is. I don't know if it's middleweight or light middleweight or whatever it is. So anyway, there was a video going around yesterday. Diane Tyler's got it up on the big screen. You can see it on Channel 1. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he is wearing one of those like rubbery sweatsuits.
Yeah.
Like sauna suits, whatever you want to call it. And Diane, watch as he kind of shuffles the left leg of his sauna suit. You'll see it here in a second, right here. Watch how much sweat comes out of here.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, he'll do the same thing on the other one, and it is a freaking puddle.
It's more than a puddle.
Of sweat that comes down. No, it's like, honestly, when you see the suit, it's like he just got out of the pool.
Damn.
That's how much water is coming off of him.
Like the rain clouds only over him.
Yes, exactly. So that video starts going around. Now, sir, let me get back to you. So it's starting to bring up and this whole notion again. And I think that the headline of the article is weight cutting is the fight world's dirty underbelly. Is there kind of a movement afoot to try to figure out a way to, like, there has to be weight classes. The belief is there has to be weight classes in order for it to be fair. But is there kind of a push underway so that it's your street weight and not your cut weight or your fighting weight for your weigh-in weight to try to eliminate having to cut weight?
Well, so the game is, like, if you're fighting at 135, right, and you walk around at 150.
I would kill to be 135 or 150.
It's the cut weight, so you're dehydrating, basically. And then your weigh-ins of the day before, and then you rehydrate with the intent to have pounds on your opponent. So, in other words, everybody does this, right? So, like, when you get in the cage to fight at 135, you're actually 150, 155, depends on how much you can cut weight. It's unhealthy because it's largely dehydration, right?
Right. But
the only thing that really corrects this is same-day weigh-ins. And the reason promoters don't like same-day weigh-ins is because they have a lot of people that don't make weight. Right. So, and then there's no chance of rehydration. There's no chance of being healthy. They've outlawed IVs, so you can't do IVs anymore.
Right.
To rehydrate. So it is a problem, and it is unhealthy. Wrestlers do it. Muay Thai fighters do it. Boxers do it. MMA fighters do it. But some people can do it very intelligently. They'll start to actually lose weight in fight camp, which is normally 60 days. So they'll actually lose fat. And then have a cut, a dehydration cut of maybe 10, 15 pounds. Other people, of course, they may not be as disciplined. They may not have a good system. And they're cutting way more. And that's where it gets unhealthy and unsafe.
By the way, I will say this. I'm very proud of you. Because when you first said that you own a gym, I thought that there would be no way that you would admit that it's unhealthy. So I'm very proud of you for being honest. And like you said, like they're like, and listen, you have to weigh in the day before. And they say that in this article is that, you know, the day, as soon as you weigh in, once you get off that scale, they go nuts. They put all that, not all that weight back on, but they'll put on 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 pounds before they step into the ring the following day. But they talk about how some of these guys and women, when they get to the scale, like they barely know their name and where they are
because they're so out of it, dehydrated.
So yeah. Dehydrated and at such the danger point, sometimes they're on the verge of collapsing.
No, that's totally true. I mean, like, you know, and again, that goes to the coaching staff and being able to do it responsibly and all of that stuff. But at the end of the day, when you step off that scale, you're drinking coconut water, you're drinking your electrolytes, you're drinking a protein shake. That chicken noodle soup that evening, you're going to carb up and get as much of that weight back as you can. People, when they get on the scale, absolutely, you've seen it, absolutely look sucked down. You know,
right.
They look literally like they're just sucked down like a prune. And so it is a problem. But in order for it to be fair across the board, everybody would have to agree to do the same thing. And of course, you know the deal, they won't. Everyone's seeking an advantage all the time. So
right.
It's an unfortunate reality, but that's what it is.
But what would be, because I guess you would find the same thing I was going to say. Let's say you said like 135 weight class. And I was actually, but by the time I get into the ring, I'll make weight at 135, but I'm going to get in the ring at 145. Like, let's just say it's 10 pounds. Why not just make it 145?
Sure.
Because then you're going to have somebody that's 160 cut weight to get down to 145 and beat the piss out of a 145er at 160 when they actually got. So no matter what that number is, that scale's always going to slide.
That's right. But you never want to fight up. So in other words, if I'm going to fight you, you don't ever want to get in there saying he's going to rehydrate 20 pounds heavier than I am. Right. So if you can, you want to fight down. Now, there are some fighters that fight their street weight. Frankie Edgar from New Jersey, he walked around at 145 and he fought at 145. I mean, he may have to cut 5 pounds, but he was extremely talented, you know, really good hands, great wrestler and all that stuff. But it's always a risk that the guy that you're going to face literally is going to outweigh you by 20 or 30 pounds. And no one wants to give up that kind of weight.
I would be a street weight fighter. That would be me. I'm a street weight fighter.
I thought you were street beefs. Fighting in that backyard.
All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate
You could be a beer weight fighter. You could walk around at your beer weight.
All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. Yes, Tyler.
So he mentioned the promoters, and I understand from a putting on an event standpoint, sure. You don't want to have to cancel fights.
Yes.
Even though the card is always subject to change.
Yeah, no, but you don't want that.
Is it possible, even if the promoters agree to it, that fighters on a day of weigh-in would take even more drastic measures?
Yes, probably.
To cut weight. Like, to the point where you'd prefer a day or two out just because of what they would try over the course of a few hours putting their body through.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Wow.
I do have a question, though. Well, somebody would know. Where am I going? Line 6. Hi, Yelly in the morning.
Hey, this is Andrew. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well, Andrew. Where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Oh, are you a combat fighter?
Yeah, so I started training when I was 5 years old. My mom got me into it. Didn't really start to compete until I was 16. Competed all the way to like 22, 23 while I was in college and a little bit like a year or two after college.
Right.
And then I stopped training about a year ago, more focused on just like CrossFit type of workout.
Right, I got you.
But I did compete in about like 10 to 15 Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu tournaments. About 10 kickboxing competitions, so a little bit of a range.
Now, did for the competitions you were in, did you have to do the stuff where you had to cut weight or make weight?
Yeah, absolutely. Funny story, my first fight I've ever had, I had a fight at 185 originally, and what happened the night before, my opponent pulled out of the competition, and the promoter said to my coach, "Hey, there's another guy who has the same situation, but he's at 175. Can your guy get down to that weight?"
And the day before?
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. And then this is one of my first fights, so I was like super excited. I think I was like 18 years old maybe. And I said, sure. And they gave me a whole entire process of like an Epsom salt bath, towels, you have to be in a hot room. This is all done in my bathroom, my house.
Right.
And the night before, I lost 10 pounds to make the weight.
I was reading.
But fortunately, through...
No, I was going to say, just real quick, I was reading about... They talk about guys who will get into... like almost like they're swaddled like a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're like heavy, heavy blankets, laying next, like in a hot room, hot towels, with like space heaters on them, and sleeping like that, and literally waking up in puddles in order to lose 8, 9, 10 pounds in the course of a night. That almost seems impossible. Impossible to do.
You'll be surprised, especially, like, I'm a bigger guy, so you can carry more water weight. Like,
right.
A larger percentage of your body weight will be water. So you may be able to lose more, but going into a competition, you're already dieting, you're already doing everything you can to drop as much weight as you can naturally.
Right.
And then by the time fight night comes, the night before, you're just trying to dehydrate yourself just enough. Where you may not have to go as hard as a process to lose that extra water weight.
Right.
One thing I learned, just training with other guys, everyone's a little bit different. Some people prefer to diet as much as possible to lose that weight and then cut a little bit. Some people, like the last caller said, like, I want to be as heavy as I can on the fight night. So I'll try to dehydrate myself as much as possible so I'm heavier for the fight. So I found like everyone's a little bit different when it comes to like how they want to cut that weight. But every time I had to dehydrate myself that the night before, the next day is brutal. Boy, it's heavy. And you just feel like you have sand in your mouth. You can't really speak. Everything. The only thing you want to do is just have a sip of water. And you just feel like if I do that to myself, I'm literally just taking away all that work I did the night before. So it's mentally challenging as well.
You know what my problem would be? I would get down to 135.
And then here's Papa John's.
I was going to say, then it would be like I made 135, which at that point, it would be, honestly, it'd be a miracle. if they were like, you have to show everybody your chin at 135, I'd be like, do you know how many I have to lose to show you my chin? But if I got down to 135 and somehow I stumbled off of that scale, I would be Popeyes. I would be. I don't. I would eat so much stuff. Like on fight day, I'd be like, I can't go. Don't hit me in the stomach. I'll make my pants. I would have so much food in me. But is it? Is there? You'll know the answer to this. Is there a really big difference? And I understand the mental part of it. But if you were, we're both fighting at 135, right? And then we make weight.
Mm-hmm.
You actually walk into the ring. You're 142. And I walk in and I'm 145. Does it really matter? Is that weight difference that much of an advantage? Even 5 pounds, is it that much of an advantage?
Every situation is unique. It really depends on what is your natural walking around weight, as last caller said. So if I naturally walk around at 155 and you naturally walk around at 145, you know, for me, it might be a little bit more difficult to, like, kind of, like, make that much of a drastic weight change to try to get adjust to that. But for the most part, like, the night of, if we're both the same weight or similar to the same weight, it may not make that much of a difference. You know, like I said, every situation is unique when it comes to weight cutting. And that's also why the sport of MMA is so unique by itself, because there's not too many other sports where you see athletes go through that.
Right.
And, like, there's a science behind it that they really have to push themselves to just get right.
Is it more dangerous than it is beneficial?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know there's a few organizations. I believe ONE FC is one of them, where they'll track the fighter's walk around weight, and they can only lose a certain percentage of that weight in order to compete.
So, oh, interesting.
Like, there are more. Yeah, I may be wrong with which organization it was, but I know, like, I've heard there are organizations that are taking more of a stand with how much weight a fighter can lose before a fight, because they know the risk. There have been plenty of fighters. I believe Jose Aldo is one of them. He used to be UFC champion, or it might have been Brendan Burrell. It's one of the two guys where, like, the night before the weigh-in, they're trying to cut weight. They were so dehydrated that when they tried to leave the bathtub, they fell, hit their head on the bathtub, then they had to go to the hospital.
Oh,
and then
God,
they couldn't fight the next night.
Wow.
So there are a lot of risk involved when it comes to trying to cut weight at that level. You know, but some people are willing to take it on and worry about the consequences later, if there are any.
Right. Wow, that's something. Hey, dude, I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, sir. Yes, Tyler.
From Snapchat, just look at UFC 279. And for more on that, here's Diane. No, I looked it up.
What was 279?
That was just this past weekend. And it says a weigh-in issue created one of the most chaotic lineup shuffles in Ultimate Fighting history.
So what happened?
Missed weight by over 7 pounds for a scheduled
pounds?
Welterweight main event bout against
7 pounds. You didn't even try, son.
Nate Diaz. Yeah,
7 pounds. That would be like me agreeing to a fight and in the back telling all my friends, you know, I ain't gonna lose the weight, right?
Salvage the card by reorganizing the 6 fighters in the top 3 bouts.
Now, I'm making fun of the 7 pounds. I don't know how long it would take me to lose 7 pounds. Although, I'll tell you what, coming off Chipotle last night, I feel like I may have done it today. However, is that not a lot? Like, don't you hear, like, you miss weight by, like, if you miss weight, I expect you to miss weight by, like, an ounce, or like, 2 ounces.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't 7 pounds seem like a lot? Like, well, here comes Elliot to weigh in. Ugh, he ain't gonna make it.
Is there a window? If you're literally an ounce over the weight,
You're overweight.
You've missed.
It's, you.
What about the low end?
What do you mean? So, like, if I'm fighting at 135, oh, how low can I go? Like, can I be like 133?
Or is it like the first caller said, who owns the gym?
You have to be at 135.
No, he made it seem like at the end of the day, it's skill over size.
What do you mean?
Where people have proven that if they fight, maybe their street weight and don't go through these drastic pre-fight measures,
right?
If their hands are fast enough, they'll be okay.
Yeah, that's me. No, but the guy,
yeah, he's got his fork and his spoon.
No, right. No, the guy that Alvarez is fighting is putting weight on for this week. So, do you have to be at 135? Like, it could be 130, 135.1, or 135.9, but it's got to be 135.
Oh, yeah, Richie is backing up that this past weekend UFC was crazy.
Yeah, oh, it was nuts. 7 pounds.
Oh, that the Lardus! Company's doctor was told him to stop cutting weight.
Told him to stop.
The one who was 7 and a half over.
For the guy's health, or like he didn't realize like his calendar, his scale was wrong.
No, I think for his
well-being. For his health. Yeah. He was like, just who cares? It's not worth it. You know what I realize in all of this? I can't cut weight. I like eating too much. Well, Diane, I mean, we joke about it, but when Scott was in high school,
here we go.
His coach would tell him, you're going to fight at this class. I don't care how you get down, but lose the weight.
Yeah.
And guys would, and I know you don't like me talking about it, but Scott would wear a hot suit and go sit in a hot car and masturbate to lose ounces.
I don't think he ever did, but he was told to.
Told to, right.
By
you got
adult.
An extra ounce or two you need to lose.
And he would routinely
masturbate.
Like run home, like put on one of those Mylar suits and run home from school.
Right. And then masturbate on the way home. But yeah, coaches are telling high school kids, go pull it. Lose it. Lose a couple extra ounces.
Wonder Monkey wonders if Scott would also suck on Red Hots all day.
Suck on Red Hots?
Because then it makes you spitty. Because I remember my friends in high school used to wrestle. They'd sit at the lunch table with us and just spit in a cup the whole time.
Because they didn't want to swallow their own saliva? Well, that's ridiculous.
They were trying in any way possible to dehydrate themselves.
Hey, it's Coach Elliott. You want to go sit in the hot car and masturbate? Line. Could you imagine? By the way, could you imagine Tyler's kid coming home from school? Hey, Dad, I have to go sit in the car. Coach told me to go masturbate. Line 8. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
It's Kyle out of Kansas City.
Hey, Kyle, what can I do for you?
Hey, my wife used to fight a few years ago, and the biggest issue she had with finding a fight was my wife naturally sits at like a 175, 180, but the highest weight class in the amateur circuit she was in only went up to like 145, so she would have to drop like 20 pounds even to just entertain the idea of trying to get a fight.
How do you lose 25 pounds?
Believe me, going on dates when I met her was the worst time in the world.
She'd oh, you must have felt like a goddamn balloon. I'll eat yours. Oh, I'll eat yours.
Yeah. She, her third fight, she ended up backing out from because the weight cut was so horrible for her health that she was laid up on the couch for 3 days.
Oh, no. You cut out. No, but 20. Oh, there you are. Are you there, sir? Do you have me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I was going to say 25 pounds. That sounds dangerous. That sounds like the guys getting out of the shower or the bathtub and bonking their heads.
Yeah,
her third fight, she was laid up for like 3 days before she decided to not continue because it was affecting her health so much. She was having headaches and cramps and just like couldn't even get out of the bed.
Was that, I would imagine that if you are, like, if I were you and that's your wife, like, I'm sure it's not fun to watch your wife. I don't know how she does as a fighter, but I'm sure she's been hit in the face. It would be harder.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's 2-0.
Oh, perfect.
Or 2-1, I guess.
But, no, but you know what I was going to say? It's probably harder to watch them cut weight than it is to fight.
Oh, it's devastating. I mean, we went to a buffet right after her training session for her, and she just sat there and watched me eat. And it's horrible. It's horrible to watch your partner, like, suffer to that extent.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at least in a fight, they're fighting, and maybe they win, maybe they lose. But this is just weeks of just punishing yourself.
Yeah, and the fact that there's not a whole lot of women that fight, it makes it even harder for her because she is a bigger woman to even keep continuing in the sport.
I want her to fight Laszlo. All right, dude. Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you. I was listening to Laszlo. Was it, when was it? Was it late last week? Maybe it was early this week. They were trying to figure out whether Laszlo's son could beat up Slim Fast.
How did that
whether
come
he
up?
Could win? And Slim Fast was afraid that he wouldn't be able to punch Laszlo's kid, but everybody else was like, oh, Laszlo's kid beat your
Thank
ass.
You. I don't care how it came up. I care how it ended.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.